Because I have a surprise for you.
Don't tell me that your Aunt Esther had her face paved.
Nope.
Give me a hint.
TV.
TV. They're gonna rerun Godzilla, eats Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory, and gets diabetes.
No, Pop, guess who I met today?
In TV?
On one of your favorite shows.
My favorite show? The Gong Show.
You got it. I met Chuck Barris.
Did you tell him you knew me?
Of course I did. Pop, I told him you were one of his biggest fans.
That's great, son. Where'd you meet him?
Well, I met him over at NBC. See, I was delivering that old refrigerator over there to one of those game shows, and I met him in the parking lot.
That television's a tough business, ain't it, son? One minute you're on top, next minute you're parking cars.
Here you go, Pop. A present from Chuck Barris to you. 4 tickets for the next Gong Show.
Oh, son, I love that show. You're the best son a father could have.
That's true.
You're more than a son. You're my friend.
I work hard at it, Pop.
Now, let me see. Who should I ask?
Well, besides me, you could ask Aunt Esther.
Esther? This is the Gong Show, not the Goon Show.
Come on, Chuck.
Give me my...
There's some seats over there.
Ain't none of them together. Look here. Here, you go. Here. You go over here, Donna. No, wait a minute. You gotta get up. No, wait a minute. You get up here. Yes, over there. Sit down right there. And look here. Can you move over some? Y'all move back over here. No, you come out of here. Sit back there somewhere. See that it's marked off over there? Go ahead in there. Bubba, you go on in there on the other side.
Yeah, okay.
Let's see now. Come out of here all together. You better go in through. No, move it. Move out the way, son.
What? No.
Go right
no,
in there.
No. What are you doing?
Settle down, audience.
That Chuck Barris sure is ugly in person.
Hey, we go in 10 seconds.
I went before I left home.
Here we go. In 5, 4, 3, 2.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host and the star of our show, the sensational Mr. Chuck Barris.
Good show, so let's get started now. Our first performer is from Stone Bend, Indiana, Swedish bell ringer Sven or Sven Eriksson.
Him.
Hey, that's the way the show goes, pal.
That's it for old the bell ringer. And now, our next contestant from Englewood, New Jersey, ladies and gentlemen, a fine singer, Mr. Barton Farley.
Hello, Charles.
That's Chuck.
I didn't want to take the liberty.
You should take the trolley.
Okay, now what are you going to sing for us, Barton?
Yes, I'm going to sing a great favorite of mine, a tune made popular in the 30s and one that has lingered on through the years.
Linger on this.
Okay, well, good luck, Barton Farley.
I did not care.
What are you doing?
More than words could say.
Quiet. He's messing with the anthem.
If I did not care.
I've never been so humiliated in all of my life.
What's the matter with you, son? That guy is singing If I Didn't Care. That was like Marcy Diane singing When the Saints Go Marching In.
It was an interesting interpretation.
Well, I felt it lacked authenticity.
If they needed someone to sing If I Didn't Care, they could ask me. If I didn't care.
Hey, Fred, why don't you go on that show?
Hey, that's a good idea, Fred. Why, you could certainly audition for it.
Yeah, I think it would be fun, Pop, and you could sing If I Didn't Care.
I'll never sing If I Didn't Care again. Not after it was ruined by Captain Hunky.
Oh. Fred, there are a lot of songs you can sing.
I know, Donna, but I get nervous alone. I have to have someone to sing with me. Ooh. Oh, Lamont.
Whoa, Pop.
Lamont, that's a good idea.
Whoa, Donna.
Yeah, and I'd be right out there in that audience cheering you on. Yay, Lamont.
Whoa, Pop, Bubba, and Donna.
Oh, come on, Lamont, if you're nervous about it, we can get Rodney to tell some jokes, you know, because remember how good he was when we went and helped him in that nightclub that time?
Rodney? I didn't even think you liked Rodney.
I don't.
Why? Why don't you like him, Fred? Is it just because he's white?
No, he, well...
Well, because he used to be a gambler?
Well, he still is, but that's not it.
Then why don't you like him, Fred?
Well,
now, hasn't he been a good husband to your sister?
Yeah, but she...
But what?
He kisses wet.
I beg your pardon?
Well, you see, Donna, Rodney's a very affectionate man, and it drives Pop nuts.
Oh, but you could stand him long enough to do the gong show with him, huh?
That's right. Long enough to win that $500.
Wait a minute. Don't count your $500 so fast, because I still haven't said I'd do it.
You'll help me get those five bills, or you'll have to take these five pills. We'll be there. Thank you.
You know, you're impossible.
Can you tell me what's bad about winning $516.32 for singing one song?
Can you tell me what's good about making a fool out of yourself?
That's your trouble, Lamont. You look at the poor side, the losing side, the unpleasant side. How did that happen to you? How did you go wrong?
Bad upbringing, I suppose.
I'll get it. Come in!
Fred, my brother!
Oh, no!
Fred.
Oh, no! I'm gonna kill you about that.
Lamont!
All right, Rodney.
Oh, and she is
mine.
Hello, Rodney. I'm Donna. It's good to know you.
No, it's not.
Donna, your warmth and your charm are exceeded only by your beauty.
And may I say your mouth and your tongue have just exceeded my nausea limit. So back up while I throw up.
Is that a sense of humor? Yeah. Is he funny? I love
hey,
you.
Man, leave me alone. The audition's tomorrow at 2.
Tomorrow at 2? Is that wild? There's a horse running today called Tonight at 8. Hey, give me the phone.
Hey, you're not calling no bookie in my house. Get on upstairs and unpack.
All right, okay. Hey, whose room am I going to share, yours or Lamont's?
His.
I don't know how to tell you this. is, Rodney, but your room is where you flush your roommate.
The good musicians were coming from.
Listen, what you got in that bag there?
Just a few personal things.
What jokes you gonna tell?
You know me, I don't tell jokes. I say humorous remarks about current events like Johnny Carson. Huh? Don't worry about it. No matter how rotten you may be, I'll come in and help you.
All right. Sanford and Sons.
Hey, that's not Son. That's Sanford and Son. This is my brother-in-law.
I'm sorry.
So am I.
Yeah, are you the spokesman?
Yeah, Mr. Barris, I certainly am. See, we all decided I was the one that would handle all the talking and the negotiations and all the arrangement. Now, what is it?
Nothing. You just do your act, okay?
Yeah. It's our stuff right there.
Hey, do me a favor. Will you keep your eye on this for me?
Are you ready?
Whenever you are.
Well, we're ready whenever you say you're ready.
Yeah, we're ready.
Hey, ready. Go ahead, Rodney.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And I want to tell you that it's a pleasure to be here today. As a matter of fact, it's a pleasure to be anywhere today. Especially when you read about the crime outside. Speaking of crime, why, just today the sun came up at 5:30 and was mugged at 5:33. That's why it's so muggy out. See, I'm gonna kill him with stuff like that, and then I'll say, hit it! Grab your coat, get your hat, leave your worries on the doorstep. Life be so fine on the sunny side of the street. Hold tight. Hold tight for the rack-a-sack and watch the seafood. Mama, shrimp and rice are very nice.
Hang it, Pop. I like shrimp, lobster stew.
All right.
Now, friend, I like to taste my tomato.
Short of George.
When I get the old lady night, I get my favorite dish, fish. Hold tight.
That's really
good. Hold tight.
That's good. That's all right.
But we didn't... But look here, you haven't heard my son play the drums yet.
It's all right. That's okay. That's all right.
Did we make it?
I'll tell you. We'll let you know. We'll call you at home.
Oh,
you're
okay.
Thanks.
All right. Come on.
Well, thank you. Thanks a lot there. Okay. Let's go, Lamont. Come on, Rodney.
You guys go on. I got a couple of things to take care of. I'll see you at home.
All right. I'll get the door.
You gonna take care of it.
All right, now, Marjorie McGlory. Marjorie McGlory, that's you? Okay, Marjorie, babe. Here we go.
I feel the room is swaying and the band's playing, yes. Some of our old favorite songs from way back when. So, take my rap, fellas.
How do you do, young lady? I would like to apply for an audition, and the name is Gordon. Raymond C. Gordon.
What do you do?
It all. I do it all.
Hi. How'd it go?
I don't know. They're gonna call us and let us know if we made it.
Well, good. Where's Rodney?
Oh, probably where he's needed. Nowhere. Got it. Hello? This is Fred G. Sanford. Yes, Mr. Barris. How are you? Good. I'm fine, thank you. How are you? Good. How do we do today? Do you like us? Good. How are you? Good. What can I do for you? We can? We did? We will? We sure will, thank you. Thank you. How are you? Good. Goodbye. Son, we made it.
All right.
We made it.
That's great. Right,
congratulations.
We're going to be on the show. Be on my favorite show, and I know we're gonna win that $516.32. Whee!
Hello?
Hey, Rodney, guess who called?
Wait a second, don't tell me. I'll get it.
Chuck Barris.
No.
Not no, yes!
Hey, that's terrific, Fred.
With all the excitement, I'm starving.
Aw.
Me too, I'm hungry, man.
Come on, I'll fix you something to eat.
Okay.
Yeah. Rodney?
Oh, thanks, Donna.
That's a neck bone.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Hello? Hello, I'd like to talk to Chuck Barris, please. Hello, Mr. Barris, this is Raymond C. Gordon. I did? Oh, that's wonderful. Mr. Barris, by chance, am I on the same show with Sanford and Son and Rodney? I am? Oh.
Hey, come on, help me move this rug and couch.
For what?
For what? For rehearsing, dummy. We don't want to get gone, do we?
All right.
Hey, Rodney, get in here.
I promise you I'll have your 500 for you at the end of the week. I promise.
Hey, Rodney, get in here and help us with this couch and rug.
Hey, that's just a job for two guys. You and Lamont can handle that.
Now, don't worry about it.
Shame on me. No. If that's a job for two, then Lamont and I can do it. Hey, I got my problem solved. I'll talk to you later. Hey, Fred! Fred, I'm coming to help you with the couch and the rug.
Get that into the couch there.
Okay. You ready, Lamont? Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Ah!
Oh, my back! My foot! Oh, my throat!
What happened?
I think he hurt his back, his foot, and his throat. Well, Donna, how is he?
Well, he seems fine, but he obviously isn't. I didn't see a bruise on his foot, and yet he says it's very painful. Now, the back condition is impossible to see. And while his throat isn't red, he must have heard it because he can't speak.
Well, that's it for the gong show.
$516. Right down the toilet.
Yeah, that's too bad, Fred. Because I think Sanford and Son and Rodney had a chance.
Had?
Yeah, had.
Had?
Had.
Bubba, do you know that song exactly like you?
Oh, Fred.
Oh, nothing. Giddy up, Bubba. Giddy up.
And his teapot. And now, another group from Los Angeles. Here they come, Sanford and Son and Rodney.
You can't let me.
I know why I'm waiting.
Yeah.
Know why I've been blue.
Yeah.
Someone exactly like you.
Yeah.
Why should we spend money on a show or two?
That's right.
No one does no love scene.
Yeah.
Exactly like you.
Uh-huh.
You make me feel so grand.
No,
I wanna hand the world.
Yeah.
You seem to understand.
Uh-huh.
Each foolish little dream I'm dreaming, scheme I'm scheming.
Yeah.
Now I know my mother taught me to be true.
Yeah.
She met me with someone. Exactly.
Get it, yeah.
Baba.
be for someone exactly like you. Exactly.
Let's find out what our celebrities think about Sanford and Son and Rodney. And first, we'll start out with celebrity one.
I give him a six.
Okay, we have a six. Now let's move right along. That's a six. Now we'll go to Milton. Milton, what do you think?
Chuck, I gave them an eight.
An eight.
I gave them a score. Three for the fat one.
Yeah.
Three for the good-looking one. And two for the one with the weird legs.
Right. Okay. All right, now celebrity number three, Al.
Well, I hated it all. But it did make me forget my root canal.
Seven, that gives that act a 21 points. Now, that's great. Okay, now, you are now the leaders. And if you wait off stage, we'll find out if you'll be the winners. Now, the only one that can beat you is the next guest, and that is Raymond C. Gordon. Yeah.
About it. The bruise on his foot is definitely there. Doctor?
Well, just keep him in bed for 2 weeks and that back will be okay.
2 weeks? Well, at least he can't talk.
Well, this is the strangest case of sore throat that I've ever seen. It's almost as if he had been strangled.
Well, he's lucky he was alive. If the panel hadn't thought we were all part of the same act, when I jumped on him, I would have killed him.
I'll show you out, Dr. Davis. This way, please.
Yeah, Doc, this way. Come on.
Thank you for coming, Doctor.
Well, $500 divided four ways, less three doctor bills, doesn't come to much.
Why did he do it?
Well, he wanted to win the whole $500 so he could pay off his bookie, Donna.
Oh, my goodness. That poor man laid up in his room for 2 weeks and not able to talk.
Don't worry, we'll be able to communicate.
How?
I told him anything he wants, just flush twice and call me in the morning.